Arrested by God. Day 29. Bible reading from Acts. Chapter 9. Verses 1 to 11.
Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." So the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying."
Can you think of anyone you know who in years has built up a barrier against Jesus Christ, only to have it beaten down by his love and the conviction of the Holy Spirit? It is a great encouragement, isn't it, to realize there is no heart too hard for God to break? Is not my word like a hammer which breaks the rock in pieces? From Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 29. The man in our story was like that until he was arrested by God. He is an illustration of how completely a man's life can be changed when he comes face to face with Jesus Christ. Paul loved to tell that story, the story of his conversion. Some people say, "I don't believe in sudden conversions." Is there any other kind? Every conversion is different, but there comes that moment of turning away from all self-confidence and turning to Jesus Christ. What a change comes in that moment. Dr. Joseph Parker said, "Some people say Paul had an epileptic fit. But previously he was a blasphemer, now he is praying. Before he was a persecutor, now he is a missionary warrior." Let's have more of that kind of epilepsy. Amen. There was no doubt about Paul's conversion. The reality of Christ never left him from that day on until he saw Christ face to face and met in heaven the saints who had gone on before. Paul said it himself, "I know whom I have believed." Isn't it wonderful to be able to know Christ personally and eternally like that? Have you thanked him today for your salvation?